you comb their hair, you make their snack, and you make sure they have everything they need for the day. You take them to school, and at the gate you give them a hug, and you tell them you hope they have a good day. Then they're off to their teachers and their friends, and there is nothing more you can do for them for that day except to pray. You have woven their papyrus basket and plastered it with bitumen and pitch, and now you, like Moses' mother, must let them float off, not into the waters of the Nile, but into the waters of the school day. This is one of the many small acts of letting go that mothers, and parents more generally, have to get used to. Once the children are through the school gate, it's up to them. They may work, they may not. They may be good, they may not. And of course, there are things too that are not up to them. They may be shunned or picked on by other children. They may be underestimated or written off by their teachers. But once they're through the school gate, the ability of the parent to directly control, protect, or even influence is weakened. The child is free to make of the day what they will. And in a way, the whole of parenting is like that. A parent gives their child love and receives love from them in return. They teach the child right and wrong. They teach them to share, to say sorry. They meet the child's physical needs as best they can. They feed them, clothe them, keep them warm and dry. And a parent tries, too, to meet the children's spiritual needs, to tell them of the love of God, to help them to get to know Jesus. They weave them baskets of papyrus, and they plaster the baskets with the pitch and bitumen of their love, to protect them as best they can from the sometimes threatening waters of life. But there come times when the parent has to let go. The child must be given freedom to find their own way. The basket has to be pushed out into the waters, and the parent must hope and trust that the basket will be strong enough to help their child to handle everything life will throw at them. Of course, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes a parent finds it hard to make that basket, struggling for whatever reason to give the child the love and care they need in early life to sustain them through the years to come. And sometimes a parent refuses to let go, attempting to exert a controlling influence over their child, sometimes well into adulthood. And sometimes a parent might make both of these mistakes. And even with the best will in the world, it's not always easy. At times it can be very hard. As Simeon says to Mary in today's gospel, a sword will pierce your own soul too. The urge to protect is strong, and it can so easily become an urge to control. Like Moses' mother, Mary too must learn to let go.